We'll begin with the Rambam, Perek Ches, Halacha Ches. Perek Ches, Halacha Ches, and the Rambam, on a simple level, is very important for our purposes. Remember, the Rambam is writing in present tense. Avaloyis adenu biyad. A goy is working in Shemitah, so you can give me a shekoyach. But loyis adenu biyad. This leads to an impression that even bizman hazeh, a Jewish person may not work on a goy's field in Shemitah. This is exactly the whole thesis of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. That this will be no hetter for that, even according to the Rambam, as explicated by the Kesef Mishnah and the Pasa Shulchan. That's as far as the Paris, but not as far as working on the field. So there's a beautiful sefer called Shabbat Oretz by Rav Kook. And in his Mavo to this sefer, a lengthy Mavo, he has what we'll call here over here, Simon Yon Aleph in the Mavo. Here on page Mem Vav, he's bothered by this kasha. He quotes what they called Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, that's attributed to the Tur. It's not clear the Tur actually read it, wrote it, didn't read it. He says, in the son of a goy, there's no problem. Person on Shemitah has to be careful not to be choresh and zoreah, ba'oretz bizman hazeh, even today. But b'stei Yisrael the Yosser, but lo b'stei Agoy. Great. This is what we call the Sefer HaTrum Meshita, that he quotes on the same page. Yesh kinyin bizman hazeh, it's the Rabbonis, like Surah used to be. Great. But then he says, vein odrim ma'agoy b'shvius. Can't help a guy work in Shvius. Rebbeinu shel olam, you can do it yourself. Charisha's mutter, Zriya's mutter. We mean ain't older than a guy in Shvius. So Rav Kook's kasha. Says Rav Kook, there's no choice but to assume near midvara shemafarish that ain't older than a guy anochi b'shvius shubekarka shel Yisrael. Whoa! That's the Mishnah Gittin Samach Beis that we keep talking about. It's referring to Karka Shel Yisrael. Shari Hichlit B'tchila Shebekarka Goy Mutlas Es Kol Malachas Kulan Even Charish and Zriya Eich Yosel Adem Goy Benochi B'Karka O Halavare B'Sodesh Yisrael Mayri Shagoy Ovid Bo B'Shul Atzmo Aydei Schirus, as we said before. V'yesh Lomar Shigam Rambam Vasma Kechpirsh. What? Till now, I understand. He's stuck on the steering and within the safe area to stroll. He says, Charisha and Zriya's mutter b'stei Hagoy. Ain't no jim, b'goy b'shvius. Must be stay Yisrael. I have no choice within this particular safe area to stroll. Whether written by the Torah, not written by the Torah, there's a whole discussion we had found in the libraries. Not for now. But the Rambam? What? We read the Rambam together. Ches ches. Rol choresh azorea. He sees a guy who's doing choresh azorea. You say should be matzliach. Okay? That's what you tell him. Told him a case where he's doing it in a Jew's field? It doesn't sound that way. It doesn't sound that way. So hard to believe it. That's referring to the cases. It doesn't sound that way. So it bothered me. This is the only way out? Very shver avot. Very shver avot. Before discussing the Rambam Shita, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman talks about this in his Madane Aretz. And he says he found the Meiri that way. The Meiri may hold, like the safe Eretz Yisrael, they're referring to a case of a Soda of a Yisrael. And the Meiri is found in Masechta Sanhedrin Chavav, what's called a Peregimel, Mishnah Gimel. So he has in the Mishnayos. To me, before he gets to explain the Gemara, he explains the Mishnayos. Okay? So if you look over there, it says as follows. Oh, Meiri. V'lo amru ein oldrin im gaya ledatam ele bekaka meshutuf beino lebeino. It's a partnership karka owned by Jews and by Goyim. How do you like that? How do you like that? So therefore, we can assume that it's referring to a case that the land belonged to at least in part to a Jew. Agav, it's the last paragraph in Yud Beis Yud Gimel, says that the Miri also seems to say that even if you assume that Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash HaSheni was Midrabbonon, as the Rambam did, it would still be knocked down an extra peg after the Churban to make it a weaker Derabbonon. And then he goes on to explain Shita Sagura, which we'll come back to perhaps a little bit later today. I'm just pointing this out to you. Very important. Seems to me that in the Rambam Shita, it's very hard to assume that. Rambam didn't say that. Rambam didn't say that. However, Rav Kook didn't stop there. This is page Mem Vav. On page Nun Beis, he went further. Here's the following kasha. We saw the Rambam yesterday, the famous Rambam Perek Dal Halacha Chavtes. It was planted by a goy. The land of a goy. There's no Yisrael Svichin. But if the Rambam holds that planted by Israel is mutter in the land of a goy, she the sefer atruma, even then it should be mutter. The fichach nir olomar, the sefer Rambam, that it's also in fact for Yisrael to do anything in the land of a goy. Why? Why? Says Rav Kook. V'nireh she'osru zeh laharchik es Yisroel mi'avodas ha'sodah b'shvi'is. Kedei, shelo yavod la'avod b'soch sodeh hu. L'chein am Yisroel v'atzmo zoreh ha'sodah shel goy b'shvi'is. Kevin she'or v'alibe chachamim. Roy lesa mishim knas. Comes out that after all is said and done, Rav Kook ends up in Rav Shlomo Zalman's camp. He said, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds the Nisa Doraisa for a Jew to plant in land owned by a goy, because the whole shtickle Torah only works for the Paris and not for the Karka. Rav Kook says, no. Based on Sefer Truma, it would work, based on Sefer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, it would work even for Avodas HaKarka, with Doraisa. But Rabbanan answered it. Okay. So it's like Shlomo Zalman, v'lav mitameh. That's what I wanted to point out to you, this nekud. But this is Rabosai, our introduction to today's Shia. And now we're going to introduce you to this new Sefer, which we haven't really seen much yet, but it's going to become a staple, a mainstay. Peiros Shvi'is. Peiros Shvi'is, Rabbi Tzvi Cohen, who in his introduction, the very page, first page, it's written 28 Svarim. The 28th is written in English. Tevilath Kalim, which is the second Sefer they wrote many years ago in Hebrew. So someone wrote it for him in English. Now, he's a major Talmud Chacham living in Bnei Brak. He's written so many Svarim. They're very nice Svarim. And it's very good to tell you the Menhagim that happens. It's called Halachos U'Menhagim HaSholim. I'm going to read you some highlights of the Sefer. You can look it up yourself if you have a chance. So I'm again give you the page numbers as best I can. On page Kuf Yud Ches, he says the Minig was in Eretz Yisrael to follow the Beis Yosef. Who says so? He rattles off a list. Sorry for those we spoke about before, the early people. He quotes the Rav Moshe Kliris, who's the Rav of Tveria, author of Torah's Arts. Rav Tukachinsky, as we know, lived in Yerushalayim. The Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss, head of the Badat Zed HaCharedis. The Pa'as Sotra of Munk from Haifa said that. The Or L'Tzion of Ben Tzion Abba Shaul said that. And he says like this, you want to be Mekil, I'll let you keep the Kedusha Shvi'is. I'll allow it. Chiddush to allow it. Because a cherem against it. All right. If you want to keep it b'tzina, I'll let you do it. As Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul. A kula, you know. The kula to allow you to be machmir nechus shvius. Everything has it. Looks at it from him. That's what he says. And he says as follows. Oh. He's not sure. Was the cherem only in some who's not machmir shumer semaisris? Or was the cherem on someone who was machmir and keeps kedusha shvius? So he wants to think that maybe the cherem is only someone who doesn't take trumas or maizos. Nonetheless, even putting aside the cherem, says someone who is machmir, what is he doing? Negar aminik shepashut lahakel is bezalzel v'chvod avosov. Uchemotzi lazal rishonim from Noah came before Rabbi Chayev Nidui. Nidui, yeah, Chayev Nidui. Al kenei lahachu lina kedusha beperse lana betzina. Kadesh lo yiroa mezalzel bekvod rishonim because the minute was pushed to be mekel peres nachin. Baby if they svard, baby if they Ashkenaz. For lo rein el mishiach mebezeh. Rotzal lischased olahachmer kedusha shvius. Only Betzinah Betok based on, no one should know. No one should know what he's doing. Adkan. So this is a fascinating psak. Fascinating psak. Now, a letter, same page, Kufiyot Ches, from Shlomo Zalman. Does he write letters to people? Yeah. It's a letter which he wrote, Livnei Yeshivat Kol Torah. Obviously, it was put up as a sign. He was a Rosh Yeshiva. I'll read it to you in its original Hebrew. Al-Pi Minhage Yerushalayim Mikad Mistana, Lo Yin Haguba Mitbacha Yeshiva, Kedusha Shvius Beperes Yerokla Shal Nochrim. For ulam le'ela shenoagim mihabayis kedusha shvius. I guess it comes from Bnei Brak. Tinaten efsharut lasol kein by yeshiva. We'll find a way for him to do it in the yeshiva. To be mekel, mekel to be machber, like the chazanish. There was a fellow echad mitamidav kayom migdolei rashei yeshivot shel Yerushalayim. He wanted to. This Talmud of Shlomo Zalman, now one of the biggest Rosh Hashivas in Yerushalayim. I wonder who it is. Maybe someone can find out for me. Bibeischa imtiritsa tishma. Ach lo befarhesi mishiva adem says mi Yerushalayim. U befrat. Shemaran bet balbeis Yosef hechrim. Es mi sheyina kedush beperes shvius. He learns like a Ravadja. That the chayim is not only to, those are not taking trumas and maizos, those were keeping shvius. Whoa! So you have a long line of gedolei olam, not limited to Yerushalayim, but mostly from Yerushalayim, who feel strongly in this direction. Very strongly. Very strongly. Now, it's interesting, there were rumors that of your Beis Yosef backed out. Pesof Yom of her. That's been very, the Charedim quoted it, and others. And we saw that the Berke Yosef, the Chidah, is very, very strongly against it. It's impossible. Azibullah Basraisa, Shil Namadal, before he passed away, was made a cherem against him. What are you talking about? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman tries to be a diplomatic. Well, even if, he's not saying it's true, this is in Madana Yaret at the back. In the back, this is the original Seder that came out in 1944, has 20 simonim. The kutra is about something, a different topic, about truma. Then in the back is Kovetz Aris, which came out originally in Tavshin Lamed Beis. That's 1972. That was 28 years later. And that's printed again. And this new edition came out in 1992. They made it bigger, better print, and the Maftech is in the back. So this is, I guess, the best edition out. The new edition, unfortunately, is censored, and it really is not right, in my opinion. But that's a different story, different topic. So in Simon Bey's, and it's what he called Likutim in the back, that the people who put out the Sefer took from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's various writings on the topic, talks about it as well. He says, if you want to say that the Beis Yosef backed out, he's not saying it's true. If you want to say that he backed out, maybe it means, catch this now, backing out from the Chiyuv Trumas Umaisras. How can you say that? That's exactly what they made a chayim about. Some say the chayim is only you should be mach for Trumas Umaisras. There's no chayim against those who want to be mach when keep Kedushas Shiyas. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is going the other direction. Why? Because the other tzirufim. Other tzirufim. What are the tzirufim? Number one. Well, maybe the Mabit is right. He says, Afkata de Malka. There's no Chiv Chumas and Maisvis. Number two, maybe, catch this now, to say for Truma is right, Yesh Kinyan Bizman Hazeh, and therefore even if a Jew does the Miruach afterwards, he's still Potter from Truma Sumaisus. Number three, you saw one opinion, only Dog and Tirish V'Yitzar. And they weren't dealing with that, apparently, in Sfat. That's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman suggested. So it goes in both directions. There's some who say that the Chayim was only against those who would not take Trumas from Maisus. They were so strong. He wasn't so strong against those who wanted to keep Shemitah. And there's a machlokes what the Marashdah meant, between the Chazanish and the Tzitzah Kodesh. Bavadya holds like Tzitzah Kodesh, and that's where Shlomo Zalman seems to go. Then on the other hand, it was also saying maybe he backed out of that particular chayim of taking the mice because there are other tzirufim on the side. Page Kuf Nun Aleph, column 1, Amud Aleph, the last paragraph. I'm just giving you what it says over there. Fine. Okay. On the other hand, Rabbi Osai, you think that Rabbi Tzvi Cohen, who lives in B'nai Brak, is going to stop right here, not tell you who's on the other side. If he knows it's good for me, better not do that. Look at that list. They let him get away with printing a B'nai Brak to Josef. But he lists a whole bunch of sides, the Mabit, and the Marit, and the Charedim, and the Mari Kurkus, and the Radvaz, as we understood it, and the Kaft of Aferach, that we saw. Who else does he list? Those who are Machmir, at the risk of Kedusha Shvius in Perush or Nachriz. He quotes the Rash Sur Lio, it's Pirush on the Yerushalmi, which is printed in, those who have the Oats, it's printed on the bottom, the Oats for other princes on the bottom, and for those who need, I have a Yerushalmi of the came up by the Art Scroll. I have the Hebrew volume 1, and I have the English both volumes, not because I haven't been necessarily an easy English, but can't hurt that, I couldn't find the Hebrew in volume 2. So I have 3 out of the 4 volumes, 2 in English and 1 in Hebrew. Oh, appropriately colored green. I think green. Zeroyim. So that Sefer is quoted over there, Rash Sur Liu. It was from the apparently Kadmon. Okay? Says exactly the same way in Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph at the very, very end. This Shalah, and he goes to Maral Diskin, he said, held that way. And believe it or not, Rebel Yashiv, who was such a Yerushalmi over Yashiv. It's hard to understand. That's what he says. That that quietly, or maybe not so quietly, of Yashiv said that it's appropriate to be appropriate for those who want to be medaktek to hold like the chumrah of the of the mabit. Wow. That to me was a big chiddush. I mean, I'm not denying it. I'm sure if he said it, he has a good source. But I think the source is his grandson. His grandson said that his grandfather there, Rabbi Yashiv, said, you know, it's perhaps appropriate nowadays to, we live in an age of chumras, I guess, to be machmor l'chol adeis. That's what he quotes over here. Okay, I'm just giving you, just trying to give you a list of gedolei olam of the recent generations who added to the list of the gedolei olam from hundreds of years ago, who are arguing at this point, and you know we're not going to be able to resolve this question. Obviously, who are we? We don't know anybody. We mentioned already yesterday from the Chazon Ish how strongly he felt about it. This is from the Derech Emunah that we had quoted yesterday. Pour it out. Contradiction to what it says in the Chazon Ish elsewhere, we mentioned yesterday, yesh amisha yismochu. So, you know, it's hard for me to know exactly who, what he really said. Maybe he changed his mind a little bit. That's what the poskim suggest. Chaim Kanievsky changed his mind a little bit. Okay, Rabosai, this is what I wanted to show you in this beautiful Sefer, Peirush Shviyas, spanning from page Kuf Yud Ches until page Kuf Chav Beis, which quoting from this from all the these tremendous Gedolim. I mean, he has more. Okay, we'll leave it at this. But the even in additional svarim that are being quoted over here, significant length. But this is the beautiful Sefer Peirush Shviyas. But now we have to turn our attention, Rabosai, to something that we had spoken about a while ago. We had a gra. The gra was, I'm going to open it again because we'll have to, it's time to review it. The gra, this is in Yoredeya, Shin Lamed Aleph, Sifkot Nchav Ches. On a simple level, it says something very far-reaching. We'll see soon that there are other ways of suggesting it. The Mechaber said, remember the case we had in the Gemara Gittin of Mem Zayin? I want to read the Gemara all over again. You guys said it so many times. A case of there's a Jew and a Goy have land b'shutfus. So we say that's all mixed up. It's Tevel and Chulin Muravim Zabazet. Says the Kesef Mishnah, it's quoted in the Mechaber, V'nira li, D'ho'idna, because why? Because with D'oraisa and Breira. V'nira li, D'ho'idna, Shein Chiyuv Trumus U'maisvus. Peretz Yisrael B'divreyem, Gab Peretz Yisrael, Chelko Shal Akam Potom Miklum, because with the Rabbanon Yesh Breira, says the Gra, V'nira, it's an unsolicited comment. It's just adding. This is God enough. It's not explaining, he's adding. Because Rashi and Gittin Mem Zayin says Surah is the Rabbanon, so Bizman Azeh is also the Rabbanon. For the Shakasa Bisiv Beis, Bagov, Yeshchokim, Nagal Nagu came, Ramos said in Siv Beis. Yeshchokim is Sphere Lahu, the Chayav and Achshah Beretz Yisrael, but Chumas Tumaisi, but the Raisach Lonagu came. My Nafkamina, if to keep it anyway. No. Nafkamina would be Bipshuto. For Shutfus, Yesh Breira, and we pass in Yesh Kinyan, the two Yeshes, the Han Chalova Yesh, Yesh Breira, and Yesh Kinyan, which are both the Rabbanan. That's what the Gra seems to say, Kipshuto. Pashapsha.
Fine. Comes up Shlomo Zalman and says, you know, you would think of Shlomo Zalman would pounce on this Kemotzei Shalol Rav. What greater, as Rav Zevin says, the Gdol Lachron of the Gro holds a sway. So Mamela Hetta Mechira is in great shape. The Eretz Yisrael is like Surya. What could be better? Shlomo Zalman, you can't believe it. It's just, can I use an expression? It's too good to be true. It's too good to be true. It's amazing. How can it be? So I'm going to read to you from Adana Eretz, Simon Yud Beis towards the end. Came with every line. So it's a long piece. It starts in Sifkat Yud. Let's discuss this Gra. Can it really be? Can it really? Impossible. Because the Shulchan Aruch keeps saying, Ain Kinyan Bizman Hazeh. Rama is silent, and the Gra is silent. So how can it be that the Kesef Mishnah only said it in one place only, when it comes to Yesh Breyer B'Derabanan, the case of Shutfus, only place the Kesef Mishnah said it, the only place the Mechaber said it. And if the Gro would have just stopped there and said, yeah, because Yesh Breyer B'Derabanan, it would have been fine. But the obvious question is, why is the Gro adding these extra lines? The Gro said, what's that doing there? So what did he say and why did he say it? That's what's bothering him, Shlomo Zalman. Not only that, but the Gaon himself has commented earlier. Here, way back in Sif Gimel, Akam Shekona Kaka Beretz Yisrael, the Chazi Yisrael, the Kochami Men of Mafresh Shumas from Mises. So the Gra says it's a big toast. Mashenk and Besuria, the way that he understood what the Mechaber meant. Dvarav Tumua Ma'od. Said he made a mistake. That's what he said. Shkoga Gedola. He misunderstood the Lashon of the Rambam, etc. Why did he say, wait a minute? But today, Eretz Yisrael is like Syria. In a long piece, he never mentioned it. So it's like this. There's another Gra, a third Gra. Sifkat Chavav. Sifkat Chavav says like this. If there's a partnership between Jews and Goyim, Afilu Chilkos Sada Bekalmasa, Vein Tzarech Lama, and Chilkos Godish, it's Teva V'chul and Merav and Bekal Kelech and Kelech Mechel Shalakam. What's his comma? What's his Godish? What's this all about? So Yerushalmi, says the Gra Chavav, Yerushalmi, Ma'pligim b'shechilkul sada b'komosa, avam chilkul godish, afrash bag moda l'rebi, shekol kelach v'kelach shel shutfasu. We pass it, of course, ein breira. It makes no difference. Kelach, godish, all the same thing. Fine. Then the Gra asked the following kasha, a mirror to the kasha. For af al gav de b'drabbanan yesh breira. There's going to be a drabbanan anyway on some other grounds. We'll see soon. Mikol makom from his chayev kodem miruach. Thus merchon akum. We say v'chayavim b'divreya v'chayim b'drabbanan. Why? The same way as by Surya it's drabbanan yesh breira, so too by mirchon akum chayavim b'divreya yesh breira. It's also drabbanan. Zok the Gra, yes, it's drabbanan. But for nischayev kodem miruach, which what does that mean? We have to determine who does this belong to. At that point in time, the Miruach hasn't happened yet. It could happen by a Jew too. Could lead to a Daraisa. So we have to be Machmer right here and now. And once we're Machmer here and now, Ein Breira, even at the end of the day it comes out that it was done by a Goy, it's only maximally the Rabbanon, we're Machmer anyway. That's the gross line over here in Sifkaton Chavov. Fine. Good. What's Takap Shat? Once the Chiyuv is established, it's not Poka. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, having said all this in leading up to it, that's all the Vilna Gaon meant in Sivkot and Chavches. There's an Iser. What's the Iser called? Iser is called Achilas Keva. Achilas Keva. Achilas Keva. That existed before Miruach. When, Rabbi Osai? Chazal only answered it Bisman Beis HaMikdash HaKayim, when there was Trumas U'Maisus with Doraisa. So the Chachamim answered it even while it was still in the hands of a goy. But Bisman Hazeh is different. Bisman Hazeh when Ikra Derabbanon, so we say Yesh Breiro. So the question becomes, what do you mean? The Gros bothered. What do I mean in Siv Beis? Yesh Cholkin Achlo Nogu came. What? The case of Shutfas between a Jew and a Goy is so common? They're going to say, Lo Nogu came. Do we make to say that it's Breyer Bisman Hazeh? Because it's the Rabbonim. That's the case? It's Lo Shchiach. He says, no. It's talking about Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, a very, very Shchiach case. Paris of a Goy before Miruach, and the minig is to be Mekel, that at that point in time we consider it to be Mufka. However, if Mircho Yisrael, the Gros Mode that you chayim mid Rabbanon, and before she did in Shulchan Aruch here in Siv Dalet, what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman did over here, I'll use the words nicely, in the both greatest respect, he cut the head of the Gra down to size. And when the Gra meant, not the push-up shot, in the words of the Gra, when the Gra says, V'nira du'adin in Kenyan, of Gachav is manazed rabbanon, yesh kin be'er tzok of Surya, all he meant was, yes, while it's in the hands of the guy. So at that point in time, we'll say, Yesh Kenyan, and there's room to be Mekil Nachayla, even though otherwise it would have been Machmir, because we say it's the Rabbanon. That's the whole vote of the Kesef Mishnah. But to say you can plant the land there, Chas V'Sholem. Not only that, if you buy the fruits back and do Miruach, the Groz Mode, that you chayim the Rabbanon. As it didn't before in Shulchan Aruch. And Siv Dalet. Goy owned land, he grew fruits. Pata miklum, is a cheyam against it. But if a Jew bought it, and he did the Miruach, Yechayev. Ramah is silent, Gra is silent. But here he says, like Surya. No. It's not mamish like Surya. It means it's Ikra derabonim. That's what Shlomo Zalman's pshat in the Gra. I'm just letting you know what his pshat was. Adkan, Ebosai. Now we're straight to start, I guess, what we call today's shiur. Today's shiur is the new Maram Makom sheet. I hope you all have copies. Everyone has? So we started Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah. Very fascinating shiloh. Avodah Zarah, open up if you have either the Otzer or Avodah Zarah proper. Test Vav Amud Beis. Test Vav Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Umino Temra, Darmina Kiai Gavna, Zok Rashi, Teheicha Deika Limitli B'Mechira Lifna Iver, Tanina Lekula, that's not, you're not sure why someone's buying something. You could be doing it for good things, or for bad things, a whole discussion in the, I'm not going to right now, I'm at Aleph. The Tanan, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai, say it's a Mishnah Shvius, Perakei Mishnah Ches. Can shecht it. Oh, my rabbi, what are you kidding? Me dummy. Hosom ein odem mitzuva al shvisus behemta b'shvis. I'm not here to worry about my animals that work on shvis. Animals that work nachayv and mitzvus and nachayv and him. It. Hocha odem mitzuva al shvisus behemta b'shabbos. That's a serious violation. Right? It's an aseres hadibris. You're not allowed to let your animal work on Shabbos. Right? Behemtecha.
Omale Abaye. Let's look inside. Very important. V'chol hecha da'adam mitzuva asur. V'are sade, not a behema. Well, my behema doesn't shmita, it's none of my business. But my field, by sade, says Abaye, da'adam mitzuva al shvisa sadeya b'shvies. So to Rashi, shnas shaboson yil aretz. You know what's going on? The same way, that's the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. The same way as I'm required to make sure my animal does not work on Shabbos, I'm required to make sure that my field does not work on Shemit. Doesn't matter who does it. Doesn't matter who's using my animal on Shabbos. Doesn't matter who's planting my field on Shemit. And yet, Beis Hillel is Mekel, Meshiach Olavira, can leave it fallow. We're going to go into Kalim on Shvius. I'm not going to get to that whole sugya right now. So, the Pashup Shad in the Gemara is L'chumra. So, I'll read the last line. El Amar Avashi, Kol Hecha De'ika Limitli Talina, Va'af Al Gav De Mitzuvah. There's a person who's taka mitzuva and shvisas sadeyu. Well, hecha the lekel limit the lo talinan. I forgot the ena mitzuva. The mitzuva issue is not so important. So the tli aspect is what carries the day. Fine. So if you look, just read the Gemara straight, you get a clear impression that there's a serious violation, very serious violation. If anybody's using my field on shmita, whether he happens to be a Jew or a non-Jew, it should be an irrelevancy. Shlomo Zalman, in the next Siman Yud Gimel, starts off that way, and he quotes the Tosas Rid at length. This is Yud Gimel, Oz Gimel, page Pei Beis, in the Amud Aleph, column 2, in the Sefer. Kasha li Tuva. Sivu al shvisa sadeo b'shvius enu ala shel lo yase hu malacha b'sadeo avon hiska sadeo lechosh al shvius enu over al maskir v'en bo ala mishum lefna yivu lasitan mechshol ula haska sadeo lagoy b'shvius en bo yisa torah klal lo nitztavi yisrael al shvius es kaka ala shlo yase behem malacha deishin gudu malacha avon shvius es behem to b'shabes Ben Ayodo, Ben Adegoyim, Osim and Atoro, Pasuk and Chumash, the man Yanuach Shorcha v'Chamarecha, Kamocha. You have to give him a Naich, even to a Goy. I'll prove it to you. Shvi says Kalen b'Shabbos is Mutter. Shvi says Kalen b'Shabbos. Is mutter. So shvisas karka is not like shvisas behema b'shabbos. It's only if I do the malach. The kevashin is barer. She shvisas sada v'shvias enu ela l'atzmo abal enu aydei goyim shori aydei yisroel enam b'shav lefnei iver. What's going on? It's against the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. A whole paragraph, a whole column. V'yesh Lomar, 3 lines. I'll read the 3 lines verbatim. The b'shvisas karka his harne b'shvias k'de pirish ha'mora the naftlam, Rosh Rashi, the naftlam b'shnash shabbos and yil oretz v'osu l'haskir sadeh l'goy b'shvias. Aber b'Shabbos lo was hanem al shvisas karka. End quote. So I'm a pasha the yid. I thought that in these 3 lines he's backing out from 40 lines that came before. Pasha b'Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman has trouble believing it. In 3 lines you're backing out. Without, he didn't say he's backing out. The whole thing he said until is a mistake. That's what Shlomo Zalman has trouble believing. He backed out. The langam, many kashas.
And they never really backed out in one line from what he said in here. B'tchilas dvarav herich harbe hechzik adavad above a poshut ubarak kibayasa b'chutcha t'lo noe klal chiv shal shavis v'sadeh b'shvias ili b'teirutza above a derech kitzara v'sosa b'dibar echad as called dvarav akolman shayuetzal kol kach pshutim nibdi lahadrish klal b'feresh yeshkan chazara mikolika dvarav arishonim ain't that klal sigan arishon. He doesn't believe it. Here's a new pshat in the Tosfos Rit. He's like this. If I work the land on Shemitah, I'm violating two things. The Los Hasei, right? Los Hitzor. And I'm also in violation of Los Hitzor. Also the Hasei. If I do it myself, I'm chayav twice. I mean, a Los Hasei, and an essay. And therefore, he claims, I may not rent out my field on Shvius, mid the Rabbanon. He said, the rid is only mid the Rabbanon. Mid the Rabbanon. Mid the Rabbanon. And he's a Torah klal. And since it's only mid the Rabbanon, I can't do it on Shemitah, but guess what? I can do it before Shemitah. He quotes the Mabit. It was known as such a big machmer before in our previous discussion. We just ended a minute ago about Peres Nachim. Well, guess my business over here. Look what he says. He quotes a read. V'nira mikan, the davka mishnas shvius atzmo. Lost the read. The mishvius is kaka his hand of mishvius. So, also the haska the hodel goy mishvius. I thought it meant as opposed to Shabbos. He says, no, as opposed to shishis. If you rent it out before, says in my bit, it's not a problem. That's what he says. Amazing. Shvius. Amazing. A behema? You can rent out your behema to a guy, Erev Shabbos? You're lighting candles? Oh. You have a horse up there. Nah, you have a horse up there. I rent out the horse to a guy, so the guy can do work with my horse. Can't do that. Can't do that. Then he goes further than that. And discusses something which I asked you to see in the Ma'amar Komos a little bit, in not directly Aranyan, but it comes up in the Sugya of Avodah Zarah, and it will be helpful to understand this next point. Shvisas Kalim, Rabosai. For those who don't know, it's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Masechta Shabbos. Masechta Shabbos. Okay. Beis Shammai is Machmir and Shvisas Kalim, and Beis Hillel is Mekel Shvisas Kalim. Okay. So, of course, we follow Beis Hillel. Says the Balamor, I'm reading from the Ran that I asked you to see. Kosti Rabbein Ezrachi Alevi. V'ho'idna de mizvabin susim v'prodim l'akum. So there's room to be somewhat lenient. Ikaman the Yoma biyom chamishi b'stam mutal hashilon laskiran midadavi akelin lebe shamay shemetzuva men haTorah al shvisasan ledevrayim v'lo asu ala b'yerev Shabbos haba chamishi mutar u'mefurish b'braisa b'Shabbos sov perik v'yishin adkan. How do you like that? There's pshat in a braisa, and after your test in Shabbos, you're not allowed to rent it out on Friday, but it's mutar on Wednesday and Thursday. And it goes according to Beis Shammai. Interesting. Interesting, Rabosai. So writes the Balamor. That's the Balamor. And this would explain, Rabosai, why this Braisa is possibly left out by the Rif and the Rambam, because it goes according to Beis Shammai. It's a whole discussion which we can't go into right now in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Mem Vav Sefav, 2 days. So it must be that even according to Beis Shammai, Rabosai, I would have said, according to Beis Shammai, that Shvisas Kalim and Shvisas Behem are identical. They're both Asurim and Atorim, B'Pshuto. It's not so. See from here that Shvisas Kalim, even if it's a Doraisa according to Beis Shammai, is more Kal than Shvisas
behemto, and therefore so to shvisa sadeu, even if it's an iser, it's an iser which is not as serious as the iser of shvisas behemto b'shabbos. That's when the Meiri comes up. When I asked you to see in the Meiri, that behema is more chomer than kelim even according to Beis Shammai. And therefore, Abosai, he says, he has this, he can't believe the Rid backed out in 1 second. He doesn't believe it. But there are others who do believe it. That's what I believed. He did back out. It's a Taka Daraisa. And he quotes the Michas Chinuch. The Michas Chinuch is a Dava Pashit. Quotes the Gemara and the Rid. It's in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis. I'll read it to you. The Farish black on white. Kuf Yud Beis. Okay. V'da, the shvius b'nyanecha chamurim b'shabbos v'yomtiv. The b'shabbos v'yomtiv ika isal osa malacha v'yatzmo. Are they goyis? The rabbanon. Behemto, it's the raisa. B'shamesh, it's the kelim, it's the raisa. Other malachas, goyis does the rabbanon. U'v'shmita. If a guy does Chavisha's Ria, the lav he doesn't have. Lav is l'nochach. You, sotcha lo sizra. You don't do it. Pashas Bahar. Ava be'esei, over b'chol avodas kark afir adei acherim. Shnas Shabbos on Yiel Oretz. The next pasuk in Bahar. V'shav saras, two pasukim earlier in Bahar. Mevuah de gozer akosat de ha'oretz tishbos. K'moshim mitzuvim al shvisas behema. Which means Kaleb B'Shabbos, came with Sarama Shvisa Haaretz B'Shmita. I push up Shat away. Shas Mefurashov, Odozor Tetzvav. Quotes the Gemara. Ein Cholik. No one argues. Tzarechin al Rambam, Lo Matsanu Dinza Mefurash. Achvade Halachi B'Ein Cholik. How do you like that? You can't argue on me. It's a Mefurash Gemara. Okay. He said it, but is it necessarily correct? He says, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, even if it's right, it's no worse than Shvisas Kelim the Beis Shammai. And therefore, if you arrange before Shemitah that a goy should use your field in Shemitah, it's not a Torah violation. That's obviously going to come from the Het HaMechira angle. That particular perspective, that's where it's going. Yes, no. We won't sell the land. We'll just rent the land to avoid los sechaning. What do you do with this iser? Well, it's before Shemitah. So then, the Mabit is correct. Even if you assume it's a daraisa, it's only on Shemitah, not before Shemitah. It's like Shvisas Kelim according to Beisham. This goes Rabosai back to the question is who's right? And who's right depends in large measure on how the violation is formulated. So I asked you to see the Rambam, the very, very beginning of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovo. Rambam. Rambam's, is my Rambam there? I thought I had it here. No Rambam? I thought I had it. There? Sorry. Yeah, but where's the real Rambam? It's not here. I thought I put it on this pile. Let me borrow it for the moment. I'm sorry. Misplaced the Rambam. How do you misplace the Rambam? I guess anyone could do it. Okay. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovo. You know, the Rambam always has the list of the Torah's mitzvahs of the 613. Here it is. It's under the whole pile. I'm sorry. Thank you so much. At the beginning, he tells you the mitzvahs of the 613 are found in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovo. Mitzvah Aleph. Shetishbo sa'oretz mimlachto b'shvius. Whoa. That is powerful. Shetishbo sa'oretz. The land. Sounds like it's like the Michas Chinuch. The guy does it, I'm over the Daraisa. That's what it sounds like.
Let's read Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Shmita. Mitzvah says, say, Lishbos, Bishonah, Shvias, Me'avodas, Arts, Me'avodas, Ilona, Shenema, Vishav, Starts, Shabbos, Hashem, Venemar, Bechorish, Uvakotzer, Tishbos. V'chola Osa, Melocha, Me'avodas, Arts, Ilona, Bishonah, Zu, Bittel, Mitzvah says, say, V'yavar, Alosa, say, Shenema, Sakhul, Osikhus, Vavachamach, Osismon. Wait a minute. He did 180. Here the Rambam is saying that the nature of the assay is the same as the los assay. Don't do work. If you do work on a Shemitah on Eretz Yisrael, you have violated the lav, and you've been mevatel the assay. But if a guy did it, garnished. It's a contradiction between the minyan and the actual formulation, aleph aleph. Comes along Rav Kook, once again, and it's Mavul the Shabbos Haaretz, and notes this as well. Before we're in page Memvov and Unbeis, now we're... Oh, no. Take that back. It's not in the Mavul, it's in the Kuntres Achron. Oh, Kuntres Achron. The beginning of the Kuntres Achron, the Shabbos Haaretz, which starts on page Pei Zayin, where it starts. And that's where he says this whole Nakuda. The contradiction is in the Rambam. And he quotes our favorite Rambam of all, Dalet Chavtes, that there's no Issa Sfichim if a guy planted the land, because there's no Issa at all. Says Rav Kook, had there been an Issa for the guy to work land in Eretz Yisrael, some kind of Issa would be, so we would have to be Ma'atah the Sfichim. Apparently it's not an Issa whatsoever. So it would appear. Says Rav Kook, the Iker Easter of Shvius, as he calls it, Akarkafta de Gavra. It's personal. It's page Peites. Akarkafta de Gavra. It's Rambam says, Aleph Aleph. What's the Mitzvah say? What is it? What? Lishbos me'avodas haaretz. Ruvein, Shimon, Levi. We have to be passive and not do the work. And according to the Rambam's famous Shita, even passivity could be a key essay, like in Shabbat Yontif. Bit limits to say, it's not just an Israel, it's a key essay. If you do nothing, you have a Kaiman essay. Someone else did something, doesn't touch me. Akar kafta de gavra. Oh. So the question becomes, what's this business over here? Shetishbos Haaretz. Says Rav Kook, Shetishbos Haaretz talks about what he calls over here Tzuras HaMitzvah or Tzir HaMitzvah. Wow. This is poetry. Rav Kook was, we know, a poet. What does he mean? Tzir or Tzuras HaMitzvah. We're not so poetic. How would we, what words would we use? What words would we use? And he goes further than that. He says, that's what the chinuch says. The minchas chinuch is commenting, of course, on the chinuch. Yeah, but look at the chinuch. The chinuch says, shenitztavinu shelo lasok boklal bavodas haaretz. Footnote Gimel points out, that's what the Rambam says, but the minyan mitzvahs, the beginning of the chinuch, at the beginning of the Rambam, shetishba osaretz, as the minchas chinuch made a big deal. So here also there seems to be a bit of a contradiction. And by the way, the minchas chinuch has chumras halacha lemaisa based on what he says over here. Later on in subsequent mitzvahs, which we're not going to get into right now, because we're looking, this is in Pasha's Kisisa. But the main stuff is later on in Pasha's Bahar, he has Chumris Lamaisa based on his Psak. And more than that, is a Rambam Rabosai in Sefer HaMitzvos. Was on the Mara Makom. Anyone look it up? What did it say there? No one looked it up? Can you bring me a Sefer HaMitzvos to Rambam? If you bring me from the shelf, we'll read it. Sefer HaMitzvos, you have it? No there? No one has it?
I borrowed it.
Should be somewhere here. Okay, thank you so much. Sefer HaMitzvos. Thank you so much.
Mitzvah Saseh, Kuf Lamed Hey. Thank you. Right, so Rambam like this. Shetivano Lishmos Me'avoda Asorot B'Shna Shviyas. What does it say so? Bechorish U'Bekoshtir Tishbos. Talking to the second person. U'Kfar Nichbal Zatzivu Yipomim. From a Shabbat, Shabbos, and Yil Oretz. Says Rav Kook. What does Nichbal mean? Repeated. If Bechorish U'Bekoshtir Tishbos talks to you, Reuven and Shimon, and Shabbat, Shabbos, and Yil Oretz be something different, you can't call it Nichbal. It's a lie. It's not Nichbal. It's not Nichbal at all. It's not a Nichbal. It's an Issa Pa'ula. And he has a line of Cook in his opening paragraph, Pei Zayin, which I think is trying to prove this point. He says, if you can say it differently, then you need what? Shna Shabbos and Yil Oretz. Fizek kol misha over avera va'osa avoda saras b'shvius lo rak shehu atzma over esei v'losa say elu m'mach shil b'zez kol Yisrael shakol mevat l'mayodo es mitzvah shav saras one yidala, maybe even one guy according to this. So every Jew in the world is mevat l'shvius saras. Would the minchas chinuch say that? It's hard to believe Minchas Chinuch would agree to that. I think Minchas Chinuch says, no, every man for himself. Yes, Yemavatel and Asay, if a guy does the work, that's true. But every man for himself. Depends if you own the land or don't own the land. Oh. And then the question, of course, becomes as follows. There are those who are going to advertise, and you read it in the newspapers, a wonderful golden opportunity. Buy Arba Amis in Eretz Yisrael for next year. We guarantee no one will work on it. You get a key of Mitzvah Saseh. $2. I want to explain to you. I'm not against supporting Shmiras HaShmita in Eretz Yisrael. I never heard in my life there should be such a, I don't want to use the word scam, but there should be such a plan that everyone should buy Kark and Eretz Yisrael in order to not work the land and thereby get the mitzvah points. I once spoke about it in another forum. Someone says, wait a minute, I have a cemetery plot in Eretz Yisrael. It's Dalet Amos, and no one's going to work on it, so I'm kind of the mitzvah that way. Wow. It's a little bit macabre, but that's a guy's macabre, I'm kind of the mitzvah. Are you really required? Is it really an Indian? We'll call it. Everything's an Indian nowadays. A mitzvah d'oraisa, an Indian, Rebosa. Is there an Indian to buy karka and Eretz Yisrael for this year? And they'll sell you for a few dollars or maybe a lot of dollars in order to have this kiyum? Yes or no?
Would it be the same thing as the grow with
Orla? What?
Would it be the same thing with the grow with Orla?
Is Orla an Asay? I don't know. I thought it's a Selosa say. I don't know. But Kitzer, let me tell you, this is one more minute, that the Vart of the Rav Kook, I'm going to give you in my Rebbe's terms. The Rebbe said, whenever the Rambam contradicts himself from the Minyan HaMitzvah on top to the Aleph Halacha Aleph, it's all the same Yisod. The Bepol Mamish, what we call the Maisa Mitzvah, is an Aleph Aleph. What my Rebbe called the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Tzir Tzuras, that's a little bit too poetic for him. The Kiyum, that's a brisker term. The Kiyum HaMitzvah, that's in the Minyan on top. And he gave two examples. This is printed in the Sefer. Maybe somebody have it here. Ala Tshuva. Anyone have Ala Tshuva? No one has it? You look at maybe something on tables or anything. He says that the Rambam writes in Nuchas Tshuva that it's a mitzvah of Tshuva on top. But in Aleph Aleph, he writes, it's a mitzvah. Do I have that in front of me? That's the same for mitzvah, the same volume? I gave it back. What did I do with it? The mitzvah. I have it here. It's right in front of my nose. I'll read it to you. I have it. See, we'll just end with this. In Uchas Tshuva, Rambam writes on top, Hu sheyasev achote mechet of neshem, v'yisvada. He goes, Yoshev. And Aleph Aleph says, a person done in Aveira, chayev lisvadas. Lemaisi, gotta say vidui. But what's the kiyum? Gotta say vidui like this, it doesn't mean it. It's ridiculous. The kiyum, of course, is tshuva. And the same exact thing is found in the Rambam in Hilchos Tfila. Achas, one mitzvah, lavodas Hashem b'chayom b'tfila. Avoda. Aleph Aleph, mitzvah say, lispal b'chayom. So you have this in the other place. I don't have time to go to now. The kiyum is in the minyan, and the poem mamash is in Aleph Aleph. We'll stop here with this, and Mishum tomorrow will discuss whether you should or should not buy land in Eretz Yisroel as advertised. Okay.